It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew, board certified physician.
I feel so sorry for guests on this show.
Yeah, why?
We're in, you know, full, some sort of bizarre conversation. Oh, yeah, put your headphones on. Let's go. Yeah, that's right. Here we are.
Hey, everybody.
Forgot to crap you on this radio show.
For the first time in 5.5 years, I heard Drew actually lean forward at 2 seconds to 10 and say, put your headphones on. We got to do a radio show. I've never heard you say we have to do a radio show.
I actually thought you were going to miss it this time.
Usually, first talking on the CB or the Squawk Box or the Bullhorn, I've never heard you say we have to do a radio show, Drew.
Well, now you've heard it. Who are our guests tonight?
Well, from Temptation Island, Shannon and Andy are both here. Shannon, this Temptation Island, as you know, was, I'd say, the biggest surprise hit and then just hit of, do we call it last season or... This season? Yeah, I mean...
winter.
No, you know, America really got into this show, and Shannon and Andy were a couple, and they were the couple that looked like they were going south, and at the end, when they're sitting by... They're sitting by the campfire, right?
Uh-huh. Bonfire, and they call it.
The bonfire. And it seemed like Shannon was going down the road that this is it, we're breaking up, I met somebody else. Sayonara, and at the end, she stopped, and it was like out of a movie.
Yeah.
It was actually the kind of stuff that happens in a movie that I never believe.
Well, actually, I think these guys will tell you that it was kind of movie-ized, the way they edited it and made a story flow in a direction that it wasn't going.
Mm. That's true, but at least for the bonfire, I mean, it was condensed, but it was a pretty true version of what happened during that, don't you think?
Yeah, the bonfire was... Definitely, that was what's going on. The bonfire was pretty real. Fox and the production company did a good job of making what was a 40-minute conversation and narrowing it down to like a 7 to 8 minute clip on TV.
Right.
And I think that they really got the nuts and the bolts of what happened.
Yeah, they took the most dramatic points.
But man, by the way it was edited, you really just if you thought that Shannon was going off with what's that pussy's name? Kick
I
his
agree.
Ass
was
if I ever
pussy.
See that Tom again.
Where is that guy?
Yeah.
Fancy. I'd have taken back out back once since we've been back.
Yeah, right.
And, thumping.
And Andy, who was your girl? Did you have
Allison, wasn't it?
No.
That was
Allison was more Kaya.
Hold on, Allison's your girl.
Drew,
you like Allison.
I'm saying she happened to have been on the show.
That's what's called projection, you giving your Allison to Andy.
I see.
Drew
but
Doug
I appreciate
Allison.
It. You're very sharing with her.
Yeah, he'll pass her around.
Sure.
Yeah, she's a doctor, and Drew really dug that. Yeah. So, now, wait a minute. Who was your gal?
You know, I don't know if I had one staple gal. I had a mix
maybe
of
maybe for your dream date, he means.
My gal for my dream date was Elizabeth. Elizabeth was my dream date.
And did you have any part in kicking Miss Georgia off the island? I have never gotten to the bottom of that. I'm very upset.
Miss Georgia? You're disappointed about that?
Yeah.
See, we've taken a lot of flack about kicking Lola off the island, but we haven't had too much resistance with Miss Georgia.
I dug Miss Georgia, and you guys tossed her off the island, and there was like, why'd you kick Miss Georgia off the island? It's like, well, she was a little too needy, a little too eager to please. And I thought, oh, yeah, there's a great strategy. That's great. Throw every needy, eager-to-please chick off your island who won Miss Georgia.
I'll tell you, it was actually Billy that spearheaded that operation. I spearheaded Lola, and Billy really wanted Miss Georgia off. He wanted her out of there.
So if somebody got a wild hair, you'd bring the whole group with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we definitely got behind each other, and if somebody was really adamant about getting one of the girls off the island, we said, all right.
What would make someone that way?
She really tried to muscle Billy into taking her out on a date. And, you know, that was not what it was about, and even to the point where there's, I mean, not blackmailing, but definitely there was some leverage that she was trying to pull, and Billy said, get her out of here. I don't need this.
Oh, I see. Maybe she knew something? She saw something? She was with
somebody? Well, I mean, they're both from Atlanta.
I think it was the fact that they knew each other from home.
Yeah, they knew each other from home.
Mm. Oh, he didn't want to bring home a parrot back to his home home state.
That's too close. Stool it's too pigeon. Close to home.
Right. No, that's smart, smart. When I travel, I'll always kill my partner. I mean, make it look like an accident, but before we actually come back from Singapore or Bangkok, I snuff them in the airport, dump their body in the men's room. So, now, what's going on with more Survivor and what's going on with you guys? I mean, obviously, you wouldn't be on the new, Survivor, the new Temptation Island. Obviously, that wouldn't be you, right?
No, they'd go
get some other fresh face.
Yeah, they're in the process of casting Temptation Island.
Where are they going?
We don't know. We've heard rumors. We've heard rumors about the Seychelles. We've heard Greece. We've heard Fiji.
Is that going to be for the summer or next winter?
I think it's going to air next, like, fall.
They're
going to
try for fall, and if they don't make that deadline, I think they're going to go for January. Mm.
And did you guys... I don't know why. You know, I was about to say, be truthful, but no one really is.
Did you guys try to
work out a little bit of a strategy before you did this?
The two of you.
Oh, God, yeah. Yes. I mean, we definitely had some game plan
I'm sure
parameters.
Everybody did.
No, not really.
We were the only ones.
Shannon and I were the only ones with, like, actual physical parameters that you had to stay within.
Like, you couldn't go past second base or something
actually,
like that?
Actually, we kept it much simpler than that. I told Shannon that she was going to make up the rules of engagement, and so I let her take that by the hand.
And what were your rules?
Well, my idea was if we were going to go down and do this, we were going to embrace the experience, and that meant that if you wanted to kiss someone, you could.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, well, I don't want to get in trouble or have Andy get in trouble if our hands wandered a little bit, but I thought that a good line would be the waist, so my rule was nothing below the waist.
All right, and if they're standing on their hands, is that still...
Well, that's a little more complicated.
I see.
I think...
Probably work around that one.
Right.
Get up on your hands, bitch. Don't ask questions. I'll hold your feet.
Right.
So
nothing
below the waist.
That was the idea going in, yeah.
Right. And I was going to say, well, you got boobs, so that's no fair to Andy, but...
Exactly. When you think about it,
the other girl has boobs, too.
Yep.
So it kind of evens out.
Right. It's fairly... I mean, it's pretty fair.
I
felt pretty good about it.
I could see that.
It took us a few days to come up with.
No, that's good. And you guys held to that.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah.
We stayed within that.
Okay. Yeah. I could kind of... Drew, you could swing that way, right? I mean, you could kind of see that, couldn't you?
Yeah.
For a trip to... where was it?
Billy's.
Billy's? Okay.
Yeah. Me and you, nothing above the... Yeah. Nothing below the waist?
It's so commonplace for you and me, though.
No, that... I'll tell you, there's... the bad thing about cheating is when somebody else got to have fun and you didn't. That's one really bad thing. And the number...
That's the guy's version of bad and cheating.
Yeah.
Right.
The guy can't catch up.
Getting screwed.
Women catch up that night.
Shannon was really concerned about me one-upping her down there. And, you know, she made sure that I didn't.
Well, how did she enforce that?
She made sure she was ahead all the time.
Oh, I see.
Exactly. You'll forgive the expression.
Right. You spotted her touchdown, and now you're playing catch-up. I see. Very, very good. Very shrewd. Yeah. All right. Waist up. You get a nice vacation. Nothing wrong with rubbing noses.
And these guys, they like islands and they vacation a lot together and stuff. That makes sense for them. Yeah.
Now, did they ask you not to go in with any kind of, preconceived notions or deals or anything like that? Did they give you any coaching?
Whatever, don't talk about it when you get back.
No, actually, they didn't give us any coaching like that at all. They were very... You know, just open.
They were very vague.
It seems like Fox did not know what they had on their hands here. You know what I mean? What they were dealing with?
I think you're right. I think some of it was ad-libs for the moment.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they were very, very vague as to what we should expect just to keep us, I think, very open-minded about the whole experience.
Right.
Remember we had Mark Wahlberg up here. He sort of said the same thing. We've known Mark for a long time.
Yeah.
Mr. Rourke?
Yeah, that's right.
Mark L. Wahlberg.
Right, Mark L. Wahlberg came in here, and he seemed surprised by the success and didn't seem to know what was going on either. All right.
Yeah.
Christina?
Yes?
You're 16. What's up?
Well, my mom was, like, completely against gays and lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, 4 to 5 months ago, I found out that I was a lesbian.
Interesting how that works.
Yep.
Mm. Now you got to tell her.
Yeah, and I don't know how to.
Oh, yeah, you got to tell her.
You have to tell her.
Yeah.
You got to tell her in the next 24 hours. Otherwise, someone's going to catch on fire. why don't you just hang on to this little piece of information until, you know, you get out of the house so she doesn't kick you out?
Right.
Wouldn't
that be the sensible thing?
It would be, but I really don't like keeping things for my mom.
Oh, we've got to tell her, of course. Yeah.
You love her so much?
I love her a lot.
Yeah. You really do?
Yeah.
Why?
Think how this is going to hurt her.
She's a bad person. She don't like the gays or the lesbos.
I know. It's like... She's just against it, and then I found out I was one, and I don't know how to tell her.
Well, you don't have to tell her. You know she's going to react badly. You know she's not a good person as it pertains to these things.
Yeah.
Why do you want to get back at her so badly?
I just want to let her know what's going on in my life.
All right. Well, wait a minute. Let's do a little investigation here.
Okay.
Where's your dad?
He died when I was three.
Yeah. And is your mother a religious person?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did she ever remarry?
Yes, she did.
How's stepdad?
He actually died last year.
Wow. She's the Black Widow. Yeah.
Toughest
of death. What happened to him?
He had cancer.
Oh, boy. Mm. And what happened to Dad?
He had a drug overdose.
Hmm. Interesting.
And your mom, how's your relationship been with her?
We usually talk about anything, but I really have kind of moved away from her.
Why is that?
Just because she's always cutting down the kind of people I hang out with. And
yeah, I still can't help but imagine, or at least conclude, that your mom is very aggressive with you. And maybe sort of swatted you a few times, and
why do you
been
think
intrusive
that?
Because of this need to get back at her.
Well, I really want to
forget. Stop that.
Okay.
Hasn't she been very aggressive with you in the past?
Yeah. Like, she always is asking me questions like what's going on.
No, I don't mean intrusive.
Oh my
I mean aggressive. Does she ever hit you?
Child Protective Services.
Never hit you.
No.
Never picked something up and swatted you or anything.
No.
I'm not getting that like wholesale abuse.
Not
getting that she was just kind of domineering.
Well, that's what I mean by aggressive. And she's
you were working abuse, please.
Physical abuse.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Christina.
Yeah.
Does she? But do you like her? I mean, you know what I mean? Is she your friend? Do you respect her?
I respect her. We used to be like best friends, and now.
I don't know. As it pertains to these things, my advice still remains the same, is that you wait till you've got a very supportive network of friends who are also gay and who've also been through this, who can support you if this goes badly.
Yeah.
As it is now, you're completely dependent on the whims of your mom's sort of craziness.
Oh, listen, your mom's going to get a priest over there for an exorcism.
Yeah,
it's
going to be awful. Why put yourself through
times.
That? You only have to wait another year and a half, and then you're out of there. Then go back home.
And Christina, we don't believe you that you don't have an axe to grind, because I have a handful of gay friends. I like to limit it to five, not lower, not higher.
Five.
Once in a while, I'll lose a gay friend. I have to recruit another. Sometimes I get six. I'll run with six for a while, but eventually someone's getting cut. Mm. Five gay friends. That's what I carry.
Very bold.
Yeah, it's four gays and a spare, basically. It's much like the car. And the ones that love the hell out of their parents, respect them, and think they're great.
Leave this alone.
These guys are in their 50s and haven't told their folks they're gay yet. I mean, they're
different.
Like, yeah, but they're like...
I don't think they like their parents either.
Well...
They don't.
No, that's what turned them gay. Yeah. You're right. But they love and respect their parents so much, and they don't want to hurt them. They don't want them to find out things. That's the way they approach it. You show me someone who's 16 and has to tell their folks something about their sexuality, gay, straight, or bi, and I'm going to show you someone who's looking to...
They got an agenda.
Right.
You want to stand up at Thanksgiving dinner and tell them what you were doing with your heterosexual partner.
You got an agenda.
There's a reason for that.
Right. Oh, I wish I had something. I was mad at my parents. I just had nothing to say. I'd like to storm in the room every 6 months. I jacked off! Yeah! Yeah, what do you think of that?
Wait a minute.
My hand, I got carpal tunnel. What do you think of that? Yeah, I'm going back to finish. Yeah, that's what I'd do. Set Dad straight.
Mara. Hi, Adam.
Hey, you're 20. What's up there?
I have a question basically for Dr. Drew. I had unprotected sex with my boyfriend, and we went to a pharmacy and talked to a physician about inquiring about the morning after pill.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, she did ask if I had any questions. I was kind of curious of how exactly it worked. She did tell me that basically what it does, it's hormones that prevent from ovulation.
Yeah.
And what I asked her is, what if I am towards the end of my menstrual cycle and I've already ovulated? Unfortunately, she was unable to answer
that question.
Well,
the probability is you're going to get pregnant.
Okay.
Okay, there is a small and really theoretic possibility that it would interfere with implantation.
Okay.
But I am firmly of the opinion that that risk is no greater than your birth control pill taken the way it's usually taken, meaning every day, or than from a couple of medications, Vioxx and Celebrex. And no one seems to be paying attention to those medicines that do this same thing. Yet this drug, because you take it after sex, suddenly it's a big issue. And I just called Merck yesterday, who makes Vioxx, to see what their opinion was on this. And they were coy, very quiet. They don't want to talk about it.
What do you mean you called them? You didn't call them.
I called Merck.
You had somebody call them.
I had a drug rep put me in touch, and I spoke to the Merck people, and they could. They would, first, once I got up the food chain, one of the questions was, you're not going to broadcast this, are you?
No.
Which I found fascinating, because they've got something to hide there.
Yeah. What are they hiding?
That Vioxx interferes with implantation.
All right. I was just thinking, my mind is drifting, but... I was thinking of Shannon on Temptation Island. Could Andy have worked something into her food where she had her period the entire time she was on the island? Because that would have been the strategy, right?
Probably wouldn't have interfered, considering our rules of engagement.
Yeah, but I think the thing to...
Good point, but it made you crabby and bloated. I don't feel attracted.
Yeah, you gotta get it's a good safety mechanism, though.
Premenstrual. Chronic premenstrual.
Premenstrual, yeah. I'm saying, as a doctor, Drew, could you have crushed up a little something into Shannon's TV dinner and keep her a little off balance while she was on the island?
Yeah. A little progesterone, make her kind of irritable. And
a little eye of newt, perhaps?
Unstable endometrium, a little mid-cycle bleeding.
Yeah, that'd be great. All right, that's a plan.
Good times.
Billy?
Yes.
You're 18.
Uh-huh.
What's up?
I don't know. When I come, when I was jerking off,
Done come, didn't we decide?
Yes, it's done come. It's not come. It's done come.
Done come?
Yeah.
Right, and there's blood in it. It kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah. Are you doing a lot of this?
No. No.
Were you by yourself? You were masturbating?
Yeah.
How often do you masturbate?
Maybe twice a week or something.
Twice
maybe
a week.
Three.
All right. Okay.
Ooh.
Well, it's not an uncommon thing. It's usually not serious.
It burned after I, peed.
Yeah, the blood is irritating, but it's usually not serious, but it is important you have it checked into just to make sure.
Right,
it's more common than you might think.
What could it possibly be?
What could it possibly be? It's possible. It could possibly be a tumor. It could possibly be a lot of things, but it's unlikely to be anything serious. Usually it's just sort of a blood vessel that breaks.
It's not normally a sexually transmitted disease?
No.
Why not? Seemed like a good one.
It would be.
You know?
Hematospermia.
Yeah, blood in the semen.
Yeah.
I mean, it just sounds like the way a good sexually transmitted disease would represent itself.
If one really got going, you could get some of that stuff, but it's...
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't go that direction. It goes into the testes and stuff.
You mean if you're vigorous? Oh, you mean if you really got going with a disease?
Yeah.
I see. Never had that blood in the semen. That's good, right?
A lot of things you never had, supposedly.
Yep, I'm going to get them soon, though.
Yeah.
Beverly,
yeah.
Looking forward to that. Maybe this Christmas. I'll get my fingers crossed. Beverly, you're 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question. My boyfriend and I have been sleeping together for almost over a year, actually. And for, the past couple of months, he hasn't been able to, keep it up during sex.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're more attractive, I mean, probably.
What
are you laughing about?
You're fat.
Beverly, you're laughing.
Yeah. So is Shannon, by the way, and she's looking right at Andy. So I don't know. That may not be a great thing.
Very suspicious.
A little waist down problem, perhaps.
Scott, I'm assuming Beverly, how old's your boyfriend?
17.
Is he on any medication?
No.
Does he have any medical problems?
He just has problems with his back, but... He doesn't take anything for that.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because the pain pills would cause this problem.
No, they didn't prescribe them, I can't even say it, any pain pills.
Okay.
This is a new problem? Did you say it worked out for a while?
Yeah, it has been, except for the past couple of months.
So it was happy humping for a number of months before this.
Yeah.
And then pow.
Yeah.
And then he would lose it halfway into it.
Yeah.
How's the relationship going?
Great.
Hmm. What does he say the problem is?
He doesn't know. He can't figure out what it is.
Is he around? Can we talk to him?
No, he's at home.
hanging from a belt in his closet door.
Wait, wait, get him on the phone, huh?
Can we get him on, can we get him on the phone, Beverly?
I don't know if he'll answer his phone, but you can.
Because I don't, you know, talking to you about it is not...
Well,
the only thing you can do is not react negatively to it, to be very supportive and help assuage some of his anxieties about it, but that's about it.
What do you bet she's laughing, though? She's laughing talking to us. Does it die out while it's in you?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's bad. That's bad. You think he's gay?
Is he
doing alcohol or drugs or anything?
He did.
But nothing at the time when this happened?
No.
Right. I mean, losing it when you're in somebody is much different than, you know, putting a condom on and losing it, isn't it?
It's pretty common.
Man, we don't hear much of these mid-hump penis loss.
That's sort of an old man's thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's when you really lost your will to live, but it's 17.
Yeah.
Is he wearing a condom?
Yeah.
Might have something to do with it.
Mm.
Oh, there's a new... in Netherlands, new cream. You've asked about this. Like a xylocaine cream for the penis.
That numbs the vagina?
Numbs the penis.
Oh, I don't have to spend a fortune on coke anymore?
No. They finally tested this.
I was going through an eight ball a week.
And you put this lidocaine jelly on and then put a condom on to help it absorb through the skin. And then you take the condom off and wipe it off and it improves early ejaculation, premature ejaculation.
Oh, because it numbs your penis.
Right.
Oh.
You'd mentioned this once before. This one caught my eye.
Yeah, I mean...
You asked why it couldn't be that, and I didn't have an answer for you.
Yeah, why you couldn't just rub a little of this topical anesthetic-type stuff on your penis, numb it up a little, dull down the sensation, and then you could last another 10 or 15 minutes.
Sure.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Drew, you put a little of that on your ass, and that's the way I'll apply it to my pippy. Yeah? No.
This sort of direction you've gone last couple weeks.
I've gone gay, huh?
Yeah, your desire to go. Man Show started filming 2 weeks ago.
Well, I'm compensating. There's way too much testosterone.
You've come around all the way to the other side.
Come full circle, right in your ass. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to talk to Beverly's boyfriend? Can we try that?
Yeah, they'll try that. Try to get Beverly's boyfriend. Okay, Ann. Okay. Let's talk to Scott when we get back.
What do you think the chances of us talking to
Scott?
We're
not going to talk to him.
That's right.
But you're going to talk to Scott. Read that.
Oh, okay. Scott, who is 24, EMT, who called last night about the granddaughter, has an update. Oh, he called. He was an EMT, emergency medical technician, or electromagnetic tubing, which is another EMT there.
Nice.
And he wanted to date the granddaughter of one of his patients, a woman that he was working with, and he's back with a update.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's the Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Shannon and Andy are both here from Temptation Island, one of the last couple standing. And next tomorrow. Right? Boston's in here?
Yeah.
Am I looking at the right place?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Good. Love them Boston's. Love Dickie especially, and look forward to seeing the guys tomorrow night. We will... I guess that's Dickie. We'll hop back on the phones.
And speak to Scott, who called in last night. Scott?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
So what happened?
You guys are great, let me tell you.
Thanks.
You won't believe what happened to me today. It felt like I was doing one of those stupid soap opera type things.
Now, Scott, by the way, was going to ask out, at least me and Bill Maher said you should ask out this granddaughter of this patient. She's 21 or whatever, 19.
Let's fill the whole story out. Bill Maher was up here last night.
Yes.
Scott called in and told us the story about a woman who you attended to as a EMT. She's a COPD or who's in and out of the hospital twice a week. And there's this granddaughter at the house who you sort of feel an affection for, right?
Yeah, basically, you know, it was a good attraction there,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I was kind of like, you know, scared about the moral issues, like, you know, am I like going against my code of honor as a being...
And so we talked about that what your policies are there.
Yeah, well, you know, screw the policies.
Ah, bah, 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 bah.
That's right.
And we talked about maybe terminating the relationship with the grandmother if you can.
You scrape her up off the living room floor and drag her down to the hospital twice a week. What kind of relationship is that?
So what'd you do? What's the update?
So the update is, I'm at the hospital today, you know, with another patient, dropping off the patient, and the granddaughter walks up to me, hands me a rose, and says, if I knew you felt that way, I would have asked you that a long time ago. Turns out she was listening to the show last night.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is so good. Why can't I use this show to get me laid?
So we're going out on Friday. It was good. I was like, I couldn't believe it. I thought I was in like one of those stupid soap opera type things. Like, this wouldn't happen.
Like a teen summer movie.
Hands you a rose.
Yeah. She was like, I guess she was waiting. Right? She figures I go there all the time. So she's sitting there, and she was by her grandmother. I walked right past her.
Uh-oh. Stay got a turn.
I wave.
You all right?
And then I went outside to go stock my ambulance, and next you know, she's tapping me on the shoulder. I turn around, and there she is.
How is it you didn't haul grandma in this time?
Well, she was in the hospital from, like, the last time I saw her.
When did you last see her?
Oh, jeez. I brought her in on, it was Monday morning. Yeah, it was early Monday, 6 o'clock in the morning.
And wow. She's still in the emergency room on Tuesday?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, the emergency rooms suck, but that's besides the point.
All right, listen, the point is he's getting laid. Life's for the living, Drew, is what we're trying to say. So, do you pick her up in the ambulance, or do you have your own car?
I have my own car.
I see.
Of course.
I'm just kidding, you idiot. And where are you taking her on this first date?
I don't know yet. I gotta, like, you know, figure this out. This is still kind of a shock to me. This only happened a few hours ago, man. I'm like, you know, still in, like, awe.
Let's see if we can map out a little strategy for Scott not to screw things up. Because right now, he's really in a catbird seat, you know? He's holding all the cards here. And the only way he can screw this up, Shannon backed me up, is if he does a little too much talking on the date. She's into him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he has to ask the questions to make her feel like she's gold.
He's in a good
attention.
Right. He's in a good spot right now.
Yes,
but if he really keeps going on the, oh my God, I was going to ask you out. Oh my God, I can't believe you came up to me. Oh my God.
He needs to be past that now.
He keeps working that. She's going to eventually, the bloom will be off the rose. I think he needs to lay it back a little bit. Ask her the questions, do a little head nodding, a little brooding. That's attracts the ladies on the day.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, like you do what I do, you just go, damn, and you like throw a chair at the, and they go, what? What is it? And you go, I can't talk about it, man. They go, what? You can open up to me. And you go, I wish I could. I wish I could open up to somebody.
Someday, maybe.
Yeah. With enough oral sex.
You got to incentivize them somehow.
Yeah. I wish I could talk to somebody about what's going on inside, you know?
And you're so special. You're so sweet. I don't want to expose you to this.
I'm going
to
burn you. I don't want to bring you down with me, man. Yeah, and get them all intrigued. That's the angle.
Yeah.
But try not to tell too many high school football stories. That's been a problem of mine in the past. Beverly?
Yeah?
Did you get your boyfriend?
Yeah, he's on the line, too.
Right here.
Holy Christ. What kind of... Uh-oh. I knew it had to be something there.
All right, what's your Beverly's name? No, what's your boyfriend's name, Beverly?
More tired than I am.
His name's Dustin.
Dustin. All right, Dustin, what's the deal?
I have no idea.
What's been happening?
Basically, I can't keep it up.
Hold on a second. Try again. Where's our wonderful cable?
Wait, is it there? All right. That's
there you go,
good.
See?
Yeah, start punching stuff.
Yeah.
You got to be a mechanic.
Mm.
Take a crowbar to the car hood.
Oh, yeah.
Fix that alternator. All right. Now, I'll try not to move.
Yeah, good.
Beverly and Dustin?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you're losing it while you're in the act, right, Dustin?
Yes.
And do you think, what happened the first time? Because the second time, you may have lost it just because you lost it the first time.
You're so nervous about it.
But what happened the first time? Were you drunk or high? Were you losing focus?
Nothing, really. We just started going at it. And
do the condoms bother you?
No, they never bothered me before.
Are you on any medication?
Nope.
Beverly mentioned you had some back pain. Were you taking anything for that?
I'm supposed to, but
What are you supposed to take?
Naproxen.
Yeah.
Are you able to...
Yeah, it's trademarked.
Really?
I mean, we'll go back and forth.
Yeah. You should clock out, though, if I'm going to use your mic. I knew this call. I knew someone would screw this call up. The question I want to ask is, are you able to revive your penis after it flatlines halfway into the sex?
Or used to call it the tortoise effect.
You put it on the paddles.
Or,
yeah.
Or the disconnect at somebody
right,
else's.
After it's absorbed back into your body. Because as we know, when you can't get it up with a woman, it's not like you're just hanging, like you're standing around it, you know, on your own time. It actually is absorbed in your bloodstream, your penis. sucks into your body.
Even though you have a transfer with someone else.
Right. Yeah, you can't feel it anymore. Hold a Bic lighter under it. Nothing.
But there's a guy somewhere screaming.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dustin, nothing? No? Can it be revived?
Yeah, like a half an hour later.
Half an hour. And no ejaculation in the meantime.
That's some downtime.
Well, what are you feeling with this app? Do you feel nervous? Do you feel troubled? I mean, is this concerning you? Are you thinking about it?
Not really. Half the time, I'm not even thinking about it.
Mm. Is the relationship going okay?
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Are you comfortable being sexually active with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
What happens if you just stayed with the oral sex? You think you'd keep your erection?
Lately, I have been. But earlier today, I really wasn't able to.
Oh, with the oral.
Have you been depressed lately?
Yeah.
Well, hell yeah.
But not just about
suicidal.
Not about this?
I've been depressed about everything lately.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that may be the whole deal here.
All right.
What about when he's just making himself happy? I mean, do you lose it halfway in between there?
What about when you're blowing yourself? I want to know, too. Is that what you mean, Annie?
Yeah, blowing yourself.
What about giving yourself a little handy? How's that work?
Past couple of times, I haven't been able to.
No. Yeah, that's depression. You know, things not going so well at school or whatever?
Home life.
Uh-oh. It's time for the big mic swap. You ready? 1, 2, 3.
What's going on?
That's off now.
Uh-oh.
It's off.
Here, you want this one?
No, I'm good. What's going on at home?
Just a bunch of arguments.
I see. All right. Well, listen, Dustin, this is what's affecting your penis. You have a very sensitive penis. I argue with my family, I begin getting an erection during the argument. That's how tough my penis is. My dad turns me on when he yells. But some guys are a little more sensitive. I mean, you name your kid Dustin, you're asking for trouble, right? And this is what's happening. So you got to maybe get a little counseling, a little therapy, you know, get back.
You just need to toughen up the stick.
Right.
You need to toughen up the stick.
Beat it on a rock.
Maybe be evaluated for depression. You got to understand that real depression, not just being upset about your family life, but having a bona fide condition that is dangerous. That 20 million people get this every year and 20% die. And it's affecting your ability to sustain your intimacy in your relationship. God knows what other effects it's having in your life. It deserves evaluation.
When you're really depressed, you cannot enjoy things you used to enjoy or should enjoy.
That's extreme character. Irritability and the lack of enjoyment from previous enjoyable behaviors or activities.
Right. Okay, so check that out. Shannon and Andy are both here from Temptation Island. We're going to take a little break. I had to start working that into my everyday life, you know. Hey, you look nice, honey. Hey, I love you. Hey, it's good to be at work. Just put the hay in front of everything.
For dramatic effect.
Yeah. Yeah, just to kind of crank yourself up a little bit. Hey, it's Andy and Shannon. Hey, they're from Temptation Island. Hey. Hey, it's Dr. Drew. Hey. Hey, Mighty Mighty Boston's. Hey,
Hey, let's talk to Eric.
Hey, let's talk to Eric. All right. Hey, Eric.
Hey,
see how that works?
Ooh, hey kind of becomes like dude at a point.
Hey, you're 20.
Like, hey, hey, hey.
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 What's up?
Hey.
got a little case of, like, the man boobs going on.
Hey, man boobs.
Yeah. So my question was basically about, ways of dealing with it, like surgery. I was wondering what Drew had to say about that.
Hey, how much do you weigh?
I weigh, like, 170.
Hey, how tall are you?
5'11".
Not an obesity thing.
No.
Smoke a lot of pot?
No. I mean, dabbled when I was younger, yeah.
Yeah, but not big time.
No, I mean, it developed before that ever came around anyways, yeah.
Well, but what happens is...
Yeah, I'm sure it was, like, reinforced by that.
Yeah, you get them around 13 to 15, and the pot keeps them for you.
Right.
Hold on a second. Hey,
yeah.
Drew.
What?
I think you have to be susceptible to it.
Hey, Eric, shut up.
Yeah, not everyone gets it, that's for sure.
Yeah, this is a genetic hand.
Yeah.
I mean, the weed, what percentage could this play into this?
Well, the weed, because it makes one side bigger than the other more often than not.
But he didn't.
Are you both
he
sides?
Wasn't too into
no,
it.
No, I know. I'm not going down that path with him.
Okay.
But there are things that need to be checked out hormonally and whatnot. And I know when Marcel was up here, he said, no, don't do that. Just take him out. And they're plastic repairs for this.
I mean, yeah, I don't think it's anything hormonal, you know, because it's, like, totally normal. And it's nothing extreme, you know, it's just, like, a little bit.
You never took supplements or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah,
Eric, you don't know if it's something hormonal or not, right?
But, I mean, I'm totally, you know, normal.
He's saying he feels healthy.
And like I say, it's nothing extreme, you know, it's just a little
bit. Well, take them out. It's not a big deal. It's a pretty simple procedure. Sometimes they even do just liposuction.
I mean, can you try to work them out before? I mean, in terms of exercise or anything like that?
No, what you end up is a big muscle with this thing sticking
out. That's what I've tried. It even makes it worse, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because you end up sort of building up the mound underneath
it looks more bizarre because it's sort of hanging off a big muscle.
Yeah.
And who gets this is bodybuilders get this. The androgens they take gets converted to estrogen, and they get, on top of muscle.
I mean, he does always have the option of the Manzeer. If you remember,
right?
I mean, that is an option.
From Seinfeld? Didn't we talk? I just had this conversation today.
God, that was
funny.
Here
for men. Yeah. Eric?
Yo.
Yeah, consult a gynecologist? Who, Drew? Plastic surgeon.
Down by where I take my boys, go to a batting cage regularly.
Really?
Yeah. And down there by that is a place called the Wizard of Bras. And they think that's the funniest thing they ever saw in their entire life.
That is pretty funny.
Consult with the Wizard of Bras.
Where is that Wizard of Bras? Is that out in Pasadena?
Yeah.
I need to swing by there see what they got. I've been called the Warlock of Underpants, but never the Wizard of Bras. Do you think you're scarring them with that Wizard of Bras thing?
I actually pointed it out to them, and they laughed like hyenas. Haven't stopped.
And when you take them to the batting cage, they hit the cages, or they screwing around in the arcade?
They do both, but they're good. They're good players. They play ball.
You put them now. Do they still have the names by the pitchers?
Yeah, of course.
Raleigh Fingers and Sandy Koufax and all. I wonder how much that means to a 8-year-old. Sandy Koufax. They say, I was with the Dodgers in 59 through 66.
It means the same as when we were there. When they said, like, Babe Ruth.
Well, I guess you're right. All right. Touche. Chris?
Hey.
Hey!
What's up, dude?
Hey.
Hey, I have a problem, I have a question for actually Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my girlfriend, we were having sex tonight, and we did it in, like, a different position.
Mm-hmm.
And her, right after we got done, she said, like, her stomach was hurting really bad, like she was going to throw up, and she started crying. Like, it hurt so bad, like she was going to throw up. And I don't know what it was. Is it because of the position we did it in, or
well,
like
wait a minute. What position?
She was on top of me, and she was, like, leaning back.
Ooh. That's nice. She could have strained something in her abdomen, right?
Yeah, but more likely you hit an endometrioma or an ovarian cyst or something. She had a pelvic exam?
Has she had a pelvic exam? I don't know. I really don't know.
She needs to get one. She needs to get one, like,
this
week.
She needs to get one?
Yeah, just to see what's going on here. Sometimes infections in the tubes can do this, and that's something she would want to know about because it could be important for her fertility.
Really?
And as could endometriosis, so it's something to look into.
But do you think...
All treatable, none of it a big deal at this point. What?
Do you think it's because of the new position, his penis may have contacted something?
Yeah, hit something a certain way. Maybe even ruptured a cyst or something. Who knows?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Would
there be blood if you ruptured a cyst?
No, it goes inside the abdomen. It's fluid. It's just a fluid. Mm-hmm. It's real irritating. You had ovarian cysts that's ruptured?
No, but I know. But I've felt pain like that before.
Yeah.
Really?
I'll tell you, the vagina is really like a Steinway, and the penis is like a cider jug. I mean, if you were going to...
Wash
a washboard. Yeah, if you're going to compare them to instruments.
Yeah, Stradivarius and a washboard, yeah.
Yeah, there's just so many things. They need constant tuning and attention. The cider jug or the washboard is like, no, you just need a drunken redneck to blow it every once in a while. Right?
Yep.
Hey, good times.
It's your cider jug you're talking about.
Yeah, my cider jug. It's got the triple. Actually, I only have two X's on it. I couldn't fit the third X on the side. Katie?
Yeah?
You're 20 there?
Yeah.
Hey! What's up?
I started taking Xenadrin about a week and a half ago, and I need to take a drug test. And since I know it's got ephedra in it, which they say is a natural amphetamine, I was wondering if that'll show up in any way.
It might.
What is she taking?
Some ephedra compound over, some health food store thing. And by the way, it's like natural amphetamine is like healthy poison. You know what I mean? It's just those two natural amphetamine. To give any drug that has sufficient activity to give you amphetamine properties in the brain is not good for you,
mm-hmm.
by definition. And ephedra can do that. Ephedra also can mess up your liver pretty good.
So that's speed, basically?
Yeah, it's stimulants. It's
sympathetic. Also, is it addictive at all?
Yeah, used enough of it, sure. And if you've been an addict prior, I've only seen people really go out on that stuff when they were addicted to something else first, like opiates or speed.
Oh, what is it for?
Ephedra? Nothing.
Why are you taking it,
becomes,
Katie?
It becomes a decongestant when they change it to pseudoephedrine.
Basically weight loss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where are you trying to get a job?
Air traffic control.
A hospital.
Hospital. Hmm.
Hmm. What are you going to do there?
I don't know yet.
Just
they
need to. Could be a head of cardiology. Could be could be mopping the halls in the cafeteria. You never know.
Yep.
How to do that when you get a job? Just spin a big wheel. Let's see, president of the company, or maybe you're in the mailroom. Let's see. Take your chances.
Yeah. So, how long will it stay in my system? If I stop taking it now, would it be in there like 30 days?
No.
Speeds
like,
out
like a
fast,
day. Yeah,
right?
Like a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So take it right up to the last day. Play it safe.
Okay.
All right, there, Kay.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Good luck.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
I guess they got to test you when you go into a hospital, right?
Yeah.
You get your hands in the cookie jar, right? Mm-hmm. Don't want any drug addicts showing up?
Well, it's less about ripping off drugs, more about endangering the people you're taking care of.
Well, they're in a hospital already, you know. A, they're not in great shape. And B,
just let them go?
Well, if something does happen, you know, they're in a hospital. They're not in a tuna boat out in the North Atlantic. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? You know, you're already on the gurney.
No, makes sense.
Don't agree with him. Stop him.
Well, think about it.
See how it goes?
Well, if something were to go wrong, wouldn't you want it to go wrong in a hospital? All the equipment and staff and all the training and everything?
Yes.
Okay. So why sweat that? Mm-hmm. Sasha?
Hello?
You're 22?
Yes.
What's up?
I have a question for you guys. I'm dating a man that is older than me by 20 years, and you guys always say that it's because you were, you know, abused by someone when you were young.
No, when you're 15 and you're dating a 23-year-old, we say that. When you're 22.
No, we usually say dad abandoned you.
Yeah.
Well, my dad raised me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other end of the that's the other side of the coin of the same problem.
Yeah, you either love him or you hate him. Is that what you're talking about?
You got to find dad. Either way, it's about finding dad. But
well,
that's
at 22.
It's not a big deal.
It's not 17.
Right. So we don't condemn this the way we would if you were 15. Yeah.
Okay, and, like, I've always had an attraction for, like, older men since I was younger. Like,
well,
13,
that's what's going to make you happy. So, Lisa, thank God you waited till you were an adult and didn't start doing this.
Was dating him when she was at 12.
Right, okay.
He was 35,
32,
so.
No. So it's like a normal thing then?
It's, I don't know how you want to define normal.
How long have you been with the guy?
A couple of years.
Nope.
Relationship going okay?
Yeah.
40 and 19, 20. 39 and 19. Yeah. You were 19 when you met him, right?
Well, I met him before when I was younger than that.
You were 17.
I met him when I was like 16.
Friend of the family?
Yeah.
Ooh. Friend of dad?
Well, he wasn't. I was a friend of someone in his family.
Uh-huh.
That's a little weird.
Is he the dad of the family?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
You're friends with his son or daughter?
I was friends with his son.
Ugh.
Did you date
his
son?
It's getting weirder.
We didn't really date.
Right.
We kind of hung
out. Just had sex, meaningless sex?
No, we didn't do anything sexual.
Is the guy still married?
He's being divorced.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, the processing
in the process.
The paperwork.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
how do you know?
15 years. But.
Yeah, how do you know that's happening?
He told me so.
Mm.
Why don't you have his attorney draft something up for you?
I don't trust this guy.
Yeah, here's the problem. It's not that there's something wrong with you necessarily. I don't trust a guy who's in his 40s, getting close to his mid-40s, who's dating a chick who's barely 20.
Let me update Annie a little further. I don't trust a guy in his 40s who's dating a girl in his mid-20s who's the friend of his daughter.
Right.
That's where that kind of boundary issue is like, hey, forget it.
Yeah.
But even when I was younger, though, when I used to go to the house, like, I used to flirt with them.
That's okay.
We don't
as a teen.
As usual, we don't trust the guy. It's not about you.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Keep an eye on him.
Okay.
We don't believe he's getting a divorce either.
No. That is flawed. You're banging around with your daughter's friend. All right, we'll take a little break. Hey, Shannon and Andy are both here.
Hey, good time.
Hey, from Temptation Island.
Hey, we'll be back after this. Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. Hey, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. The mighty, mighty Boss Tones are going to be in here tomorrow night. Not a minute too soon.
I haven't seen those guys in a little while. I did talk to Dickie a couple months ago, I think, and talked to him periodically, but I don't think I've seen him in quite some time. Shannon and Andy. It's just been about 8 months or something. Shannon and Andy are both here from Temptation Island. Temptation Island is not on, and is are they going to rerun the 7 episodes that you guys did?
I don't know if they're going to rerun it. I think that they're going to probably run Temptation Island 2 before they rerun ours. But
oh, really?
It's being syndicated all over the world right now.
It is
bizarre.
And did it run all over the world simultaneously, or are they now releasing it?
It simultaneously ran over in Britain, and then South America, South and Latin America were right behind it. Australia, I think it's in its closing week over there right now, but you know, random countries that you wouldn't even think it'd air in it, like for example, Egypt, Turkey, someplace like that. Wow.
And then how's it doing in those countries?
I got 2-4 in Egypt. Cairo is killed.
Killed in Cairo, but not
it's
Africa.
Actually doing pretty well, except that a lot of at least the European countries were complaining that there wasn't enough sex and there wasn't enough skin.
Yeah, just
interesting.
Enough action.
I guess if you're used to...
If you're living in a place where you have topless beaches and you have a lot of people living on the beach, you'd expect to see some boobage, right?
Yeah.
And maybe it was just maybe the Fox reputation had preceded itself or something. They were expecting a little more bang.
Plus, I think there's their standard for TV in terms of nudity and what they're allowed to show is completely different standard than the U.S.
Right.
Yeah.
But in a way, maybe there's some sort of bizarre appeal to it because, I don't know, maybe they're spoiled a little. Maybe this is teasing them. I don't know. But, you guys are big international superstars. That's basically what I wanted to say. Megan?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Hey.
What's up?
Yeah, I just want to know why I can't have an orgasm during sex unless I help by rubbing my clit. I can't have an orgasm just from having sex.
Mm-hmm. That's below the waist, right?
Yeah.
Most gals, and jump in, you guys, if your experience is any different than ours, but most gals don't have one during intercourse, especially younger girls. It's usually the oral sex that does it for them. So the fact that you can even induce one by rubbing on yourself during intercourse puts you ahead of the curve.
That's
you
true.
Understand?
That's true.
Uh-huh.
Some women do have it during intercourse, but most don't.
Okay. Well, most, I would say, let's try to figure out the percentage.
All right, under 21. No, okay. Under 20.
I'm going to break it off. I'm going to start at 11.
All right.
I'll break it off.
Do they know what that is yet?
I'll go, our callers do, yeah. Okay, 15 through 18, what percentage of women can have an intercourse, a bona fide intercourse during during intercourse?
15%.
15?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I might say between 10 and 15% at 15 to 18. But, I'll go with 15% there. Now, let's go, 18 to 21.
30. Yeah.
You're up to 30%?
Yeah, 20,
still about 20.
Yeah.
Mid-20s.
Yeah.
This
really? God, that seems like you're really lowballing it to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is...
Shannon's shaking. No way.
Shannon's been faking the whole time.
Apparently.
More bonfire discussion.
This is not... cannot have an orgasm, can have an orgasm during oral sex, can give themselves an orgasm through masturbation,
but not
just during the actual intercourse.
Right, okay.
Not during the whole, span of the sex.
Gotcha, we're with you. All right, on the same page.
Polish them off. So you say about 22. That's what I do. I give them some intercourse for a while, then I polish them off with the tongue. That's my move. And I don't mean using the tongue on them. I'm talking about a verbal lashing. Hey, bitch, why can't you come? It gives it to them every time.
Ow.
All right. So, and now...
We'll give it 22% up to what age, 20?
Yeah. Now we'll open it up a little. Let's say 22 to 30. See, now at that point, you're starting to head around 35, 40.
35, so I was going to say.
40%. And at 90, it's 115%. No, above 30, you're heading into you're getting close to 50% now.
Yeah,
from doing this show,
that's about right.
So it begins to loosen up a little, and you start to, I don't know.
What happens at 30? That
testosterone levels start going up.
You become a man, yes. You grow a mustache, and you start enjoying sex.
Interesting.
know if I'm supposed to look forward to that or not.
There's a change. Well, Shannon, how old are you?
People get
27.
27. And you know there's a difference sexually in your... Or stop me if I'm wrong, but is there a difference between 17 and 27 for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And for a guy... other than experience, there's not a huge difference between 17 and 27. I mean, you work out a few of the bugs, but your mindset's about the same, right?
Yeah, in terms of what the man is experiencing, there's no difference.
Right.
Think about it.
Right.
And he may behave differently, but his experience, same.
Right. And there's and with a woman, there's just about as big a change between 17 and 27 as there is between 27 and, 35 or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, good times ahead.
Something to look forward to.
That's right.
Great.
That's right.
And also you're with one partner most times, sort of working things out and figuring out how
right. Things. Once in a while you
become a little bit more in touch with your bean.
Right.
But the testosterone levels do go up.
Same, yeah. Same guy helps. Once in a while you hit an island, get felt up by a stranger. But other than that, it's just
sometimes
waste.
Sometimes that
waste,
happens.
Just waste up. Yeah.
When'd you reset? Who's our guest?
Shannon and Andy from Temptation Island, everybody. Waste up. John and John, you're 16.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, well, I was calling because I'm kind of like afraid I might have an STD.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's because, I've had, peeling on my penis.
But not burning? You know, the skin doesn't...
It kind of itches.
Yeah, well, you got to get that checked out, right?
What'd you do?
Well, Saturday I was having sex with my girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the morning, in the afternoon, and then later on I went to work and I was having sex with some girl that works up there, and she's
just some girl.
Married.
She's married. Nice.
And it was both unprotected.
Mm. Very nice.
Yeah, you're well on your way, buddy. You had sex twice in less than 24 hours, huh?
And then, the next morning, I had sex again with my girlfriend.
Right. Then Monday, the postman came by, and he got a good cornhole and two. See, you just bang everyone who comes in your crosshairs, huh? Who you having sex with at work?
Well, it's this girl,
Married gal, huh?
Yeah, she has a kid.
I see. Yeah, she's heading for another. She's having that unprotected sex. There.
She's on the shot.
No, she got
good.
The depot shot.
Hallelujah.
But listen, John, if you're gonna screw around, you got to wear a condom, brother, because you're asking for trouble.
And you've got to get whatever the skin problem is looked at.
But you think it might be something serious?
No, I don't think anything serious, but it could be herpes.
No.
Mm-mm.
Mm.
John, what are you using for protection with your girlfriend?
No, I don't have any. It's my my first girl.
Oh, I see.
I've had sex with.
I see.
And I've gone 3 months and I haven't used anything.
I see. Hey, you're really on a roll. I mean, but John, if you stand back and just sort of look at your life, and let's just say you had sex with her for 2 years without any problems, any pregnancies, still she'd be pregnant at 18, and you'd be a dad who was looking for a gig and having a young child to raise. You don't want to. Well, why pin yourself back against the eight ball that way? You use some protection, please. Do not get your girlfriend pregnant. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I know.
It's really going to screw up your life.
Yeah. And hers.
And hers. and mine, residually, because I'll have to pay. I'll pay for the kids. You understand?
She's 16.
Take care of your life, would you please?
Yeah. I know.
I mean, what do you want to do?
In life?
Yeah.
Well, right now I'm not really sure.
What's your dream?
My dream? Well, I don't really have a dream. I just,
Maybe you need to find something.
Well, what would you like? I mean, if you had a chance, you want to live in a nice place, drive a nice car.
Go on Temptation Island.
Have a couple beepers on your person.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. All right. You want to make some money. You want to do good. You want to get a good job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These are all things that are going to be difficult if you have a kid at 17, 18 years old. You need training, you need time, you can't be running home and taking care of the kid. And kids cost money.
They do.
Yeah, as I've stated on this show many times, my parents spent, my dad said almost $1,000 raising us. I mean, that's me and my sister, but still, damn close. High nines, he tells me. You factor in the chopperoo I got when I was 9 years old. That was $56 right there. Oh, yes. Step up from the big wheel,
that
by
was,
the way.
That was S&H green stamps.
Yeah. Oh, man. I wish they still gave out those green stamps.
Blue chip stamps?
Blue chip trading stamps. I don't know who. Do you guys remember that guy?
I don't even know what that is.
They're not old enough for that.
Not at all. You guys aren't old enough? Anderson, you don't remember that?
No.
Oh, my God. You go down.
Ann will remember it. She'll just say she wants to look like idiots. You remember those blue chip trading stamps?
You put them in the books, and you take the books down to some retarded
place. It wasn't a regional thing. It was everywhere. Here's the deal. Way back in the day.
The 60s. This is the 60s.
Well, 70s.
It must have been done by 72. I remember this in high school.
I could have went to mid-70s. Yeah. When you bought something, like a bag of, went to the grocery store.
Yeah.
If you bought over, $25 worth of groceries, they give you X amount of these stamps. They were little pasting stamps.
I saw this on Brady Bunch.
Yes.
And they fought over what to buy with their stamps.
That was art imitating life. Because also when you filled up at the gas station, if you filled your tank up, they gave you more stamps. Now, if you got 2 gallons, they probably gave you 10 stamps. And if you got 20 gallons, you got 100.
Well, I remember
whatever it was.
Some gas stations would have a...
2-for-1.
No, they give you a book of stamps. If you fill up here, get a book of green stamps or a book of blue stamps.
And they gave you the stamps, and they gave you this book, and you would paste them into this book, and then you'd open the catalog, and it's like, one book got you a Coleman lantern, a sleeping bag, or the Easy Bake Oven.
No,
this
was
is where the problem
was there a different
started.
Value system for the blue versus the green?
There were different companies.
They were like different companies, okay. But... If you got, and it was like anything that you have to accumulate, whether it's a Marlboro Miles or whatever it is, in order to get that SUV, you need a warehouse full of whatever.
Yeah.
But you could collect, you'd put together like 5 books and you could get like an air mattress or something ridiculous. It seemed to be like a lot of household stuff, an iron or pup tent or something.
And you go down there and wait in line.
Yeah.
You ever do that?
Yeah, and you just get junk.
Yeah.
But your whole family would argue because it'd take you 2 years to get 5 books. And then it's like, the guys wanted to get the pup tent, and the chicks wanted the Susie Bakes a Lot oven, and then a fist fight would break out. And when all was said and done after the divorce and everything, you get like $18 worth of merchandise for 2 years of your life given up. It's a real white trash move all the way. Drew, do you guys collect those? Yeah, your dad was a doctor. He's collecting blue chip stamps. Kept them in a vault, right? Oh, your dad's so cheap. Connor.
Yeah?
You're 14.
Good. Sorry about that.
You're 14, yeah.
Yeah. My cousin used to live with me when I was in about second grade. And he was sexually molesting me while he was living with me. My parents found out about it, and so they had him go back home to Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico?
Well, yeah, see, his parents died when he was a kid. They died from AIDS. His mom got it because she was getting lots of blood transplants, and then they had sex, and her and her husband had sex, and he got it too. And
why was she getting blood transfusions?
My mom told me that she was really sick, and so...
With what?
That I don't know.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm with you so far.
Yeah, and...
Now, how old was your cousin when you were in the second grade?
Well, he was in sixth grade, so I think he was 13.
All right.
No, 12. Sorry.
Okay. And you were, like, 7 or 8 or something?
Yeah, I think so.
And he molested you for how long?
For about... 6 months.
And how did your parents find out?
I actually am still trying to figure that out. I'm pretty sure that my sister told them.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's really good sister.
What's the question?
He made a friend while he was here that lives like across the street from me. He's 17 now. That's how old my cousin is. And now he's starting to molest me.
Who, the 17-year-old?
Yeah. And I don't know who to talk to about this because I feel really embarrassed going to my parents with it because I'm worried they'll think that I'm gay because I'm pretty sure they think that now already. And saying this, I think, would make it a bit worse.
Mm. Oh, boy. Well, this is outlandish, but I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, but that's why
I believe
it.
Is there someone at school you could talk to?
There's probably, I've never looked into it. I used to have a psychiatrist because I have ADD.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to see the psychiatrist, but I told my mom I thought the lady was crazy.
Why don't you give them a call?
Well, how many times has your neighbor done this to you?
About eight.
About eight.
Yeah.
And, man, what's going on? I mean, is this a...
He grabs my hand and makes him touch him down there.
Mm.
And he'll just start talking really dirty stuff.
Uh-huh. And that's the extent of it?
She's trying to get me to do more, but I just, like...
Oh, hold on. Whoa. Oh, slow down. Hold on. Forget about therapy.
Wait a minute.
You need an agent.
Where'd the gay thing...
this is a guy? I mean, a girl? She?
What?
It's a girl?
No.
I thought he said she.
I did, too.
He did.
Maybe he meant he. I see. It's a guy, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. No?
How does he get to you?
What?
When is it that you have to confront him?
When I'm outside.
Okay.
Whenever you're outside?
Yeah, because he'll just come outside, like, just because he can see, he has a window.
Yeah, well, then how does he get you somewhere where he can have you grab him?
Well.
See, it's bogus.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
I'm still with him. Connor?
So where does he take you?
Where does he take you?
My friend, I have another friend that lives right next to him. He has this really big side part of his house.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's complete foliage right over there.
And why do you go over there?
Because I'm talking to my friend Nathan. He's actually my best friend.
All right.
Names?
I'm still kind of
And you're talking to him, and this guy,
and
what?
And then he comes, like, out of nowhere, and then he'll start doing this.
In front of your friend Nathan?
Yeah, and my friend Nathan, sometimes he'll have to go in, and that's when it'll happen most commonly.
Okay. Yeah, listen, I believe him. It's just, it's so out there that I believe him.
Enough detail, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, who's working Puerto Rico into their fib, you know? That's a red flag right there. You think this is a comedy country, Puerto Rico. Go back to Puerto Rico. When did Puerto Rico become funny, by the way? What happened? All right. Here's what he needs to do. Connor, you need to get reestablish your relationship with your psychiatrist.
Yes.
And work on some of these issues. And steer clear of this guy. You see him walking across the street or you see him coming in, just clear out. You've been victimized before, and it makes you... This is what happens.
Yes.
You're susceptible. You freeze up. You don't act the way you should. You don't take care of yourself the way people who weren't victimized would take care of themselves. But you have to take some responsibility and some initiative. Stay out of there. Get back with your therapist. And good times. Okay. Let's take a break.
Yes.
That wore me out. When we come back, we'll speak to Dave, who's 24, wants to use numbing cream on his penis. Wow, that's that's what we're talking
about. Good times.
Andy and Shannon are both here from Temptation Island. We'll get to Dave and his lifeless penis after that.
Shannon, where'd you go to law school?
Loyola.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's downtown?
Mm-hmm.
That's where their law school is?
Yeah. It's affiliated with the one in Westchester, but... There's two different campuses.
Yeah, the Westchester one seems nice. Got an airport and a cemetery right there, you know. Very convenient. All righty. When I go back to school, I'm going to Pepperdine. Sit up on that hill and just stare at the beach all day. Oh, my God. I would never let my kid go to... You guys went...
Pepperdine has a lot of drawbacks. For example, it's a dry campus. You're not allowed to have girls or boys in your dorms after, like, 5 p.m., something ridiculous. I mean, there's definitely some drawbacks to Pepperdine.
Nope, sending my kids there.
Yeah, but they're screwing on the beach. They don't need to bring girls in there.
It always smells like the sewers.
All right. Anderson says it smells like the sewer. I think he's... Anderson, you didn't go to Pepperdine, though, did you?
No, whenever I drive by it, though, it's like open sewer. It's bad news.
You sure you didn't fart?
He must have, because we drive by it every day. I've never noticed that.
Dave?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, you're 24.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I was just had the question about the stay hard cream. I was wondering if it's, safe, because it's not regulated or anything.
Did you hear me talking about something earlier?
Yeah, I heard you talking about something from Sweden or
Netherlands, but it's not available yet.
Okay, but what about the stuff at the porno shop?
I don't know what's at the porno shop.
You don't?
Play stupid.
Sure you don't.
No, I don't know
the,
what.
Dr. Dong's Wang hardening catalyst. The one where they show the guy taking a piece of yarn and driving it through a 2x4 with a mallet.
Okay, it's got the stuff called benzocaine in it.
Yeah, benzocaine. Anytime you get the family.
You get the cane at the end, you're in good shape.
Yeah, it's in the family of the stuff.
Cane, lidocaine, it's all good.
It's really sort of a procaine that's going to be used if this stuff becomes distributed for this problem.
Okay. Now, what's the danger? That you could absorb it?
I think more that you would get difficulty with urination and obstruction and things like that.
I see.
How affect your urinary outflow or maybe...
But when you put some lidocaine or something on topically, it numbs what it touches. Mm-hmm. But does it absorb into your system too?
Not sufficiently, no.
Mm-hmm.
They have lidocaine patches now and all kinds of things.
Yeah. Is this because it's the penis that people are sort of, laying back on this one?
No, that sounds like it's coming on.
Mm-hmm.
You should excuse me.
I mean, it really could have been around 20 years ago.
You would think.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Someone could have got on this easily 20, 25 years ago. This stuff's been around for a while.
Mm.
The canes?
Yeah, but then these ointments and things, probably not.
Okay. Candace?
Huh?
Yeah, hello?
What's
the matter, baby?
I just wanted to know if it was possible to feel depression because of, a disorder or something.
To what depression?
Just like any kind of depression without reason.
Yes, there's plenty of people that get biological depressions. Just something goes on in the brain and triggers depletion or a drop-off in certain chemicals, and you can feel awful. Now, oftentimes there are psychological reasons that are not obvious to you at the time when you're experiencing this, but it doesn't have to be. It can be just a pure biological event, and medical conditions can help precipitate this too. Thyroid problems, all sorts of things. So it really is important if you're feeling bad to get looked at.
Yeah, because, I don't feel a reason for being like this at all.
Mm. Well, you're 14. How were you at 13?
The same.
You've been depressed your whole life?
No, not my whole life. I started when I was, 12.
Mm-hmm. Anything happen in your family?
No, not really.
Any family, parents together?
No, my dad's in Las Vegas somewhere.
All right. Well, that's not great, right?
No.
When did he leave?
He's never really been around at all.
Well, that can put you at risk for depression.
Is your mom depressed?
No.
You don't think so?
I have a stepdad here, and he's like my dad.
Yeah? Is he a good guy?
Yeah.
Okay. You have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, my sister.
How's she doing?
She moved out, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were friends.
Okay.
Maybe that loss is affecting you. Well, be okay. This way, Candace.
And I feel bad for depressed callers, but they're the worst callers. It's you go, how's the family?
Yeah. Well, Candace is so depressed.
1,000,
yeah.
2,000,
she's so depressed she can't initiate a sentence.
It's no.
Good. It's a...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Whoa, Candace.
Candace?
Yeah?
You got to get some help for this.
Well, I, cut myself.
Mm.
And my mom saw this on Friday. Mm. So I'm seeing a psychiatrist tomorrow.
Excellent.
Good.
They will help you. Be very open with them. Tell them exactly what's going on. And the idea is for you to feel better. Okay?
Okay.
They know how to make you feel better if you're direct and honest with them.
Okay.
And do what they say.
All right? And do that, though.
Okay.
They're your friend. Your paid friend. Okay? Just open yourself up. You might as well get something out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, there, Rennis. Oh, that depression. Oh, that
sounds
is
like
bad
that, times. That's what would have been like speaking to you when you were about 25, 22.
Mm?
Wouldn't you say?
You're that bad off?
No, I was depressed, but I didn't... you wouldn't have known it from talking to me.
Huh?
Yeah.
I bet you.
Really?
You sound depressed now.
Well, I am depressed
That's
now.
That's right. Imagine
you're 20. You can kiss my ass now.
Yeah, you're angry and depressed. But imagine
I'm angry and depressed. Before, I was moody and depressed. That's different.
You were beaten and depressed.
No, when I was younger, I would have not wanted you to know I was depressed. Now,
you would have been some denial, but you would have still been, like, difficult.
No. I was a jovial guy, as far as you knew, who would have been a good time to hang around with.
Hmm.
And
had
plenty of energy.
A complete personality change.
I'm self-actualized now. I'm depressed, and I'm fine with it.
You're angry. You're a little pain in the ass to be around.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm taking this depression, I'm parlaying it into a real career.
Yeah, I see that.
I'm laughing all the way. Well, I'm not laughing all the way to the bank. I'm crying all the way to the bank. Oh, I'm happy. How dare you?
Oh, please.
How dare you accuse me of being depressed? Look at me. I'm just tired when I see you, that's all. Adam?
Yes.
How old are you?
25.
What's up? Hey.
Hey.
There you go.
Hey, Shannon, you got a smoking little body there.
Whoa, easy there, Tiger.
Thanks.
She does, yes.
Real quick, I had a question. Me and my girlfriend have been trying to have a baby for a year now, and I went to the doctor and found out that I have a low sperm count, and I was wondering if there's anything I can do by a diet or medication.
What was your sperm count?
I don't know.
Okay.
So low that you're infertile?
I guess. I'm really not sure.
Wait a minute.
Adam doesn't sweat the details.
Yeah,
that's what I like about him.
Well, I don't really like publicize that I have a low sperm count, but I guess I'm fertile.
You're infertile?
Yeah.
Well, the doctor said you were infertile.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you smoke a lot of pot?
See, I did for all through high school and college. I quit about 2 years ago.
Might be it.
Will the sperm bounce back
at
all?
Sometimes not.
Really?
Anything else you were doing?
No. Drinking.
Are you still drinking lately?
This does it make that big a difference?
Okay.
He would have had to been on the border anyway.
Yeah.
You would
not when you're using, certainly. You can really suppress the sperm count. But 2 years later.
But all these, oh, I see. You mean it should have bounced back by
now? Yeah,
I mean, let's face it. None of these things you're talking about, whether it's the gynecomastia or the low sperm count, is enough to hold back a strong genetic hand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if the guy's smoking a ton of weed.
Mm-hmm.
He could look great and have tons of sperm.
Yeah.
But if you're someone who may be predisposed to these problems and you're on the weed full time, it's going to exacerbate things. Maybe that's what happened with Adam. But I'm guessing you would have had a sperm count problem anyway.
Right.
So what to do?
Is there anything else you have going on medically or any medication you're on?
No.
Did he?
I take a lot of aspirin if that has anything to do with it.
Why do you do that?
Headaches, back pains.
Geez, you're 25. You got no sperm. Your back's killing you. Your head's throbbing. What's going on?
You're banged up.
What happened?
A lot of banging in my younger days, probably.
With
like
what?
A rodeo clown or something?
What?
With women.
Oh, you got rid of all the good seed early in high school?
Now, why the aches and pains?
I have headache pains my whole life, and I went to a chiropractor about maybe 7 or 8 years ago, mm-hmm. and that helped for a little bit, but then I quit going.
Why the aches and pains? You said you had back pain.
Oh, I used to race BMX when I was like 10 years old.
And all right, maybe that might have done something?
Raced BMX, played Pop Warner football and boxed.
Did you ever get hit in the nuts?
Have you ever had a sperm count? No.
Did you ever get hit in the testes?
No.
And
No.
And what did they tell you there about improving your fertility?
Well, they said if I improved my diet, something to do with carbohydrates, that might help. And I really didn't ask about the medication, if there is any.
No, there really aren't.
Yeah.
But certainly diet and exercise and not using drugs or alcohol would be very important. No cigarettes? You smoke cigarettes?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Drew, can you bring the sperm back?
Yeah, you can. People fluctuate sometimes, yeah.
Is there anything that you can do to...
Just regular diet, a well-balanced diet and proper rest and exercise?
No, that's not going to do it.
No, it depends. I suspect something he's doing more. He's exposed
to
some chemicals or something, if you really thought about it.
Well, wait a minute. Doesn't every so many guys has a bad sperm,
that's
right?
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
That's poor Adam.
Yeah.
He seems like he's being pretty straightforward.
I just wonder if he's not thinking about it. There's something that he's not thinking of he's doing.
Does
he work around chemicals?
The guy's 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it would be an environmental thing at this young age. I mean, unless the guy was working at Chernobyl or something, you know?
Mm.
There's no implant process or anything that you can do?
Oh, yeah.
They can try to harvest sperm from the testy.
They can?
Yeah,
that's what I was wondering.
Yeah,
so maybe it's dying along the way?
Well, it's maybe they're not concentrating properly.
So he can still have a kid that's his?
Possibly. There's things they can try.
they go...
And what I'm saying is I expect his sperm count would sort of fluctuate up and back. They didn't tell him, hey, you're zero. It's, you know, forget. It's never going to happen.
Didn't sound great, though.
Yeah, say something's up now and
do
take care of yourself.
Do they have to cut the sack open?
If they... That's one of the ways.
And then get it right out of the sack?
Mm-hmm.
Sperm's in the sack?
Right out of the sack. It's fresh, right out of the sack.
Wow.
If I took a knitting needle and put it through my sack right now, would sperm come out?
Let's see.
You want to test that?
Yeah, let's not try it right in here.
Standing
at him, your leg just started shaking.
Yeah, Shannon, do you have a Band-Aid just in case?
Hand me your knitting bag. I know you're making a tea cozy for your mother-in-law. Give me that, baby. Let's try that. Okay. Should we take another break?
Yeah, let's do.
Yeah, what the hell. We'll be back. I was probably curious why I'm drinking water out of a goddamn bowl.
Oh, my God. Like a kitten.
Like a nice
That's what I was thinking when he brought it in.
Let me tell you something about Westwood One. Dump. Dump. This place is a asshole. Please, somebody from Westwood One with an ounce of dignity, please hear this. Or someone put it on cassette and give it to somebody. Do they have cassette players here? I don't know. Have a Neanderthal carve it out on a piece of bark and hand it to the jackasses that run this dump and tell them to get some goddamn cups. There's no cups in this place, and there was a 500 paper cups in here. That was a month ago when the listeners, the same folks who send in our seats, because this cheap sons of bitches who run this asshole known as Westwood One won't spring for anything. They got a mic cords go bad every 10 seconds. This place is a dump. I don't know how else to say it. I don't know what else. Is there any dignity at all in this country and in this group and this organization? Doesn't bother them at all? How come I'm not even being disciplined for calling the company I work for a crap hole, a dump? This place is a dump.
He is angry.
He's begging
He's
for discipline.
So
please begging for discipline. Put some popcorn in the vending machine. Get some goddamn cups in this dump.
I don't blame
him.
I mean, he looks like a little Yorkie sipping out of that.
You got to drink water out of a bowl.
Wait.
They do have bowls,
Shannon's mic's
though.
Out. Coincidentally. Oh,
there we go. All right. You all right?
Yep. Hello.
All right. Lisa?
Yes, hi.
Yeah, 22.
Yeah.
Believe me, the stereo equipment you have in your dad's trailer is better than the crap that's in this crap hole.
Kenwood and the Marantz.
Your at-home karaoke machine.
Yes. Yes, the Tandy stereo you have from Radio Shack circa 1974 is better than this dump. Go ahead there, Lisa.
How are you guys doing?
Yeah, good times.
I just have a quick question. I've been with my boyfriend for, like, 10 months now, and we have, like, a really, really good relationship. But, like, once in a while, I, like, ask him questions like, how do you think our relationship's doing, or you think we're doing, like, you know, normal questions like how you think our relationship's doing. And my boyfriend's a dancer, and, like, he's a stripper for a living. And,
Hold on. Brainiac, could you please turn your radio down?
Me?
I hear the background
noise,
too.
You know the part where you're hearing you very loudly?
Hold on. Let me put it down.
Yeah, what is that? I punch everyone in the stomach tonight. We tell them,
Look at this. Arrowhead.
I put it down.
Where
it wasn't because I'm at work.
Ann found cups.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ann. I take it back. It's a wonderful company with cups. All right, go ahead. Your boyfriend's an exotic dancer?
Yes, he is.
And does he work at a club?
Yes, he does. But he works in Canada, so he doesn't... Well, actually, he does take it off. What am I saying? Okay. But anyways, so once in a while, he'll, like, talk to his cousins.
Well, hold on. He gets totally naked?
Yeah, Canada, they do.
Bad times.
But, like, I mean, honestly, I do trust them. Usually, like, I really don't trust guys just because, like, I have bad experience with, like... not having fathers around or just, like, bad relationships.
Well, you seem like you've really hooked up with a dynamite individual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the kind of person
you should
trust, of course. Yeah.
Sure, it goes.
And I do trust them. I can't always trust everybody 100%, but I trust them, you know? But, like, once in a while, I'll talk to his customers on the phone. And, like, I ask them simple questions, like, are you going to hang out with her? Or, like I said before, like, how do you think a relationship's doing? And he's always telling me that he thinks I'm really insecure. Uh-huh. I just wanted to know, do you think those are, like, insecurity problems, or is it just normal for somebody to
I talk to most of the strippers I see at the strip club on the phone that week.
Right. That's a little fishy.
Yeah.
Are you long distance, then? Are they a long distance relationship? Where is she?
Is it long distance?
These Canadian gals.
Where's...
You live together with him?
No. He lives in Michigan. I live in Windsor.
I
mean,
see.
It's like 10 minutes away from my house.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And, oh, okay, so you both live in, he's in Windsor, you're in Michigan.
Why does he have women calling his house?
I mean, one, he's had this customer for, like, a really long time, like, before I met him.
Customer, I understand the guy doesn't install vertical blinds. I mean, he dances around naked in front of this customer. Hey, yeah, client.
Like, he spends, like close to $1,000 a week on him. You know what I mean?
She?
I'm not going to mess with his money. I mean, that's his money.
How does she spend close to $1,000 a week on him?
She goes into his work, and, like, she sits him down and, like, rents him or whatever you call it for, like, 4 hours a night, twice a week, three times a week.
What do you think they're doing during those rental periods?
He's got to talk to her. He's got to, like, just tell her stupid stuff. They talk or whatever. I mean, I know a lot of guys in there.
For $1,000 a week, I don't know if he's just talking.
Yeah.
No,
there's something going on. Yeah.
No, listen, honestly, like, it's like a lot of, like, older, a lot of insecure ladies go in there and...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They just tell him their problems, and he's got to listen. Like I said, I mean, like, I don't really don't trust guys 100%, but, like, I really do trust them. Not 100%, but I do trust them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, this guy, his word is his bond. I mean, this guy's golden. Yeah, he's a keeper, this guy. He's on the horn with his middle-aged Canuck, who's paying him a grand to talk, and I'm holding my fingers up in quotation.
This is a gigolo, Elisa, right? You're dating a gigolo.
Pretty much.
Yeah, not pretty much. You might as well deal with in reality here. Your day owner gets paid to...
What's he wearing when he's talking to her?
Oh, he's wearing clothes when he's talking to her. The only time he gets naked is when he's on stage.
I see. I'm the same way. I take a shower and a pair of Dockers, but when I'm on stage, that's
so
when
wait,
it comes up.
He goes on stage, he does his dance, and then she sits down and pays him to talk to him?
Yeah, pretty much. Or, like, I mean, sometimes they'll ask them to dance for them, but most of the time, ladies just ask them to talk to them.
Right.
Tell them their
most
problems.
Times, it's just $400 or $500 for a little conversation.
Yeah, like, seriously, I even see it myself. I, like, usually sometimes...
No, I know how it goes. It's like, how do you think NAFTA's impacting Canadian and the trade between the states, and then what about Mexico? That'll be four. Well, my opinion is $400.
You guys are, like, making me worry now.
Yeah. You should worry. You should worry about a lot of things. You don't have any kids with this idiot,
no,
do you?
No. And I mean, we talk about serious stuff, but, I mean, it's not that serious.
Sure. Which thong bag should I wear tonight, honey?
I mean, the reason I tell you're insecure is that he probably can't believe
great.
That you would be involved with him and then try to contain his behavior for someone that's a gigolo.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Well, I'm getting paid to sit with and be with women. Oh, okay, well, as long as I can trust you.
But see, like, he's a really smart guy. He's going to school, and he's got his own business. It's not like he's not really, like, all dependent on his job. He's
just for laughs, what's the business?
He's got
sacks and stuff.
He's got his own landscaping business.
Landscaping.
Yeah.
Cool man.
That
is cool man.
I mean,
does he work in the nude, or does he wear a thong back when he does the landscaping?
He wears clothes.
And by the way, let me explain.
Clothes.
Someone who's worked in the construction field for many years, landscaping is basically guys who go out and dig. That's code for just laborer, essentially. You're just hauling dirt all day. You're not doing anything. You're one step away from...
But this guy's a genius.
Yeah.
Genius.
All right.
He's really smart.
Okay. All right. Listen. He's smart. It's relative, though. you know what I'm saying? He's smart. Maybe the smartest guy you know, but we know smarter people. Wouldn't you say?
He's not the smartest guy I know, but he's...
Okay. All right.
Smart.
Listen, don't let him get you pregnant.
I'm not.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
I'm a security guard.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm a security guard and I work at a tanning booth.
Well, you guys are...
I'm going to school still, so...
Junior college?
Yes.
Shocking. Shocking. I am flabbergasted. I'm rarely right on the junior college call. I can't even believe it. Just a shot in the dark. All right, baby. I keep an eye on this guy. I don't like the phone conversation aspect of the hookup with the customer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. My God. Producer Ann, how long would this go on in your household if Doug was on the horn? Doug can't, you know, the Orkin guy calls on the phone. Doug picks it up. He's screwed. I mean, Drew, you can't do anything. I mean,
could
you imagine?
Are you kidding?
Could you imagine?
I wouldn't put up with that.
No, nobody but Lisa would put up with it. And ironically, she's the one who's worried about getting screwed around.
Yeah.
On. All right. Oh, boy. This guy's really got a deal. David?
Yeah.
you're 20. And what do male nude dance when they're on stage and they're nude? Are they just kind of doing that move I do when I get out of the shower? You know, did that sack whip or what is their move?
Can't say I know.
David?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, you're 20 there. Good times.
Hang on just a second, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Sure, <bud. laughs> Yeah.
Angela?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Here's the deal. I've been masturbating pretty much ever since I was a very young infant.
A young infant.
Yeah, like before I was one.
Wouldn't be like a middle-aged type infant.
Anything weird happened to you?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
My mom says there might have been a babysitter. It all happened before I was one, so I wasn't like, you know, traumatized by it.
Yeah.
But I used to like masturbate with my dolls. Like, I don't know if you saw like Toy Story, that little creepy doll, that the doll head that ran around.
Yeah.
My dolls all looked like that. And my mom would take them away because she was raised in a very religious household, and she, like, taught me that masturbating was evil and that I was a sinner for doing it and everything. And my dad would talk to me and tell me, you know, it's not that big a deal. Don't worry about it. And, you know, I since talked to him, and he said I was a very sexually interested child. I've always, like, looking at naked people and things like that. And I was just wondering if that's really unusual.
How are you masturbating with your dolls?
Like, with their heads. Like, their heads. On them. I don't know how to explain it. Like,
would they go in you?
Shannon has a real pained look right now.
Well, I mean, unless they were Barbies, I can't even imagine.
There wasn't any penetration. It was just, like, on the surface.
Rubbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I put a G.I. Joe up my ass.
Wait, well, there it is.
School. Yeah.
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 Still there now.
Yeah.
Hey.
A kung fu grip still on my nuts. couldn't shake it. Yeah, this doesn't sound great so far. Have you had a lot of partners?
No, only one. That was, like, 2 years ago.
Interesting.
Right. Okay. Right. You're okay otherwise?
Yeah. I think so.
Is there manic depressive in your family? Anything like that?
There is depression, but not manic depression. Actually, last week I was just diagnosed with adult ADD.
Yeah, I was sort of going down that path. Yeah.
Do you pick at your hair or pick at yourself? Or?
No, I have inattentive ADD. So I'm not, like, hyperactive. I just kind of tune out sometimes.
Yeah. Hmm.
Mm. I don't know. I have that, too. Everybody has that.
You just heard what?
I've talked to my best friend, and she's also really religious. I'm from Utah. Like, all my friends and everyone is Mormon. My mom's Mormon and everyone. So, she told me, like, I told her that I masturbated before, and she just thought that was, like, the most shocking thing she'd ever heard. And she said she and her boyfriend have never done that before.
Her boyfriend's never done it? It's normal for you to do that. It's not a big deal. Stay with the church, though. I think it's going to help you.
Well, I'm not religious. I'm not.
Well, the church, the community might help you contain.
Aren't you scared she goes into church, you may catch on fire? Is that a possibility? I've seen religious movies. I've never been on one. That's why I'm scared myself.
That's why you never go near churches.
That's right.
Well, listen, Angela, there's nothing. You're being looked at. You may have ADD. It's going to be treated. This is an interesting symptom, but you're otherwise doing well in other parts of your life. Let's not worry about this.
You're not acting out. No. Real quick question. Angela?
Uh-huh.
You a big gal?
No.
No? What are you coming in at?
What do you mean, like my weight?
Yeah.
I'm about 130. I'm 5'6".
All right. Just checking. Right there, bud. Take care.
Thanks.
All right. Good times. I'd expect her to be all over the map sexually, and she's contained herself.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if there's a reason guys were steering clear, but that's her.
Was she still under the dolls at this point? I didn't really get that. Or is that just a childhood thing?
We'll never know.
I think she is, yeah. All right, we'll be back. Hey, there he is. Another fabulous Love Line show in the ground. I want to thank Andy and Shannon for coming in here from Temptation Island.
It was our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys.
Good to see you guys, and best of luck in the future. we rarely say that because we don't pretend to care on this show, but we like you guys.
We appreciate it.
You guys are a good couple if you stay together and have many fruitful years ahead of you. The Boston's in here tomorrow night. We couldn't be happier about that. So until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying... Mahalo. He had a little yeasty on the pecker.